Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening again today and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His Word. I trust that if it's at all possible, you will get your Bible and you follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 as we look at scriptural giving and the principles of giving by faith. I pointed out to you on yesterday, in verse number 6, we have the parable of faith promise giving. Here the word of God said, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." And I reviewed with you on yesterday four thoughts in God's law of the harvest. Number one, you reap what you sow. Number two, you reap after you sow. Number three, you reap more than you sow. And number four, you reap according to how much you sow. You see, in the Word of God, God likens our giving to sowing and our receiving to reaping. And so in God's law of the harvest, you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you reap according to how much you sow. Then in verse number 7, we see the principles of faith promise giving. The Bible said in verse number 7, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." On yesterday's broadcast, we began breaking down verse number 7 and looking at these principles. First of all, as we looked at the two words, every man, we learned that faith promise giving to missions is to be personal giving. It is so personal, there's no place to put your name on the card that you fill out. It's simply nobody's business but you and the Lord. It is not a commitment you make to the pastor, to the missionary, or even to the church, but you make a commitment to God. It's strictly between you and God. And then also I said it is so personal that God will not tell anyone else what he wants you to do, but he will tell you as you pray and seek the face of God. I know there are situations where husbands and wives give together and they do pray and God gives them an agreement upon an amount that they're to give. But I'm simply saying that the pastor cannot get up and suggest what you give. The church cannot vote on what you give, but you ask God and God speaks to you personally. It's personal giving. Then number two, we found it's planned giving. When you ask the Lord what he wants you to give, then God lays the amount upon your heart. Then you simply write it down. You make that commitment in your heart that you're going to give it because God told you to do so. And I remind you, that's what faith is anyway. It's an obedient response to a word from God. As God speaks to your heart about what he wants you to give, then you just simply claim that by faith and make that commitment. Now I want you to notice a third thing. Not only it's personal giving, every man, and it's planned giving according as he purposeth in his heart, but it is to be persistent giving. So let him give. Let me say a couple of things about that. First of all, whatever God lays on your heart, do it. It's not enough to say you will. It's not enough to just fill out a card, but you need to do it. You need to bring in the money. And so it is to be persistent giving. There will be those temptations that arises for you to use that money in some other personal manner. But God is simply saying you make that commitment and you give according as the commitment you have made. So he said it's to be persistent giving. So let him give. Another thing that I enjoy about this, when I look at the word, so let him give, that means that you do not have to equal, you do not have to match what someone else is doing. You just simply do what God tells you to do. In the matter of giving by faith, it's not the amount of the figure that you give. It's the amount of faithfulness. It's your obedience to God. God does not require the same out of everybody in the manner of giving to missions. I've used this often across the country. I remember years ago when I was just a young man, I was in a service one night and a preacher gave this illustration. He was talking about our different abilities and God requiring of us what he gave to us, not what he gave to somebody else. I do not have to give an account for your ability. You do not have to give an account for my ability. But every man must give an account for his own ability. And that preacher said, I have four men sitting here on the front pew. And he said, I'm going to give this first man a gallon container. I'm going to give the second man a half a gallon container. I'm going to give the third man a quart container. And I'm going to give the fourth man a pint container. I'm going to say to those four men, there is a sand pile outside the building. I want you to take the container that I have given you and go to that sand pile and fill it up with sand. He said, now when they return, the man who's got the gallon, if he has it full, he would have eight times as much as the man who had the pint. The man who's got the gallon would have four times as much as the man who's got the quart. The man who's got the gallon container would have twice as much as the man who's got the half a gallon. But wait a minute. The instruction was not to the quantity of sand. The instruction was fill the container. So if that person who's got the pint container has filled his, and the man who has the gallon container has filled his, they're both equal. God does not look at the amount. He looks at the obedience, the faithfulness. So it's a great day in your life when you learn in giving to missions, you do not have to equal the amount that somebody else is doing, but you must do what God tells you to do. So it's personal giving, it's planned giving, and then it's persistent giving. Now, number four, it's to be positive giving. The Word of God said, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. When I read that verse of Scripture, in my mind, I feel like I hear somebody saying, but preacher, that leaves me out because I could not give and give cheerfully. Well, I want to tell you, if you read that passage carefully, that Bible does not say that God would turn down your money if you're a tightwad. No, it just said God loves a cheerful giver. You see, if you give cheerfully, you're blessed. If you give cheerfully, the church has the money to support the missionaries, so the church is blessed. If you give cheerfully, the church has the money to support the missionary, and the missionary receives his money, and he is blessed. And then if you give cheerfully, the missionary receives the money, goes to the field, preaches the gospel, and sinners hear the gospel and are saved, and they're blessed. And if you give cheerfully, then God is blessed because the work of God goes on. You say, well, preacher, what happens if I do not give? Number one, you miss out. Number two, the church misses out. Number three, the missionary misses out. Number four, the lost world misses out. And number five, God misses out. You say, well, preacher, what happens if I give, but I do not give cheerfully? Can I say it rather lighthearted? Nobody will know anything about it. If you'll keep your mouth shut. You see, what God is saying, he wants us to learn to give cheerfully. All of my life, I heard the old expression, give till it hurts. Well, it doesn't take much giving to hurt most people that I preach to. But God wants us to learn to be a cheerful giver. You say, now, wait a minute, preacher. I've always heard if you couldn't give cheerfully, then don't give. Well, let me ask you a question. Does attitude change the dollar value? You give to the church $50. In that church, mails that $50 to a missionary somewhere on a foreign field. Do you believe that missionary is going to open that letter, pull out that check for $50, and look at his wife and say, honey, here's a check for $50 from so-and-so Baptist church. I wonder if they're pouting or shouting. No, my friend. He will look at that check and say, honey, look here. Thank God, $50. You see, everybody else should not lose out because of your attitude. God wants you to learn to be a cheerful giver. Now, I realize there are those who are hearing my voice that's not in America, but for those of us who live in America, we ought to give cheerfully because God let us be born and God let us live in this country. Somebody said, well, they're always asking us to give. Well, you could have been born and you could have lived on the receiving end. But I'd rather have the blessings of God that we enjoy and be called upon to give than to be sitting somewhere on some foreign country where there is no Christianity, waiting for somebody to bring the gospel to me that I might be saved by the grace of God. Again, I emphasize, I'd rather be on the giving end than be waiting on the receiving end. So the Bible teaches us that our giving to missions, first of all, it's personal giving, every man. Then it is planned giving, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. And then it is to be persistent giving. So let him give. Just do what God speaks to you about. And then number four, it's to be positive giving. God loveth a cheerful giver. Do not give with that, oh, I gotta put some money in missions. No, it's I get to put some money in missions. It's God let me live where there's money. And it's God that's blessed me with financial ability to give. And I get to give. Whatever happened to that beatitude that said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive? That's the forgotten beatitude for most people of our generation. But God lays down for us his principles of giving to missions in these verses. It is to be personal giving. You ask God what God wants you to do. It is to be planned giving. When God lays that upon your heart, establish it in your heart that God told me to do this, and I'm going to do it because God told me to do so. Then it is persistent giving. And then it's to be positive giving. Don't give with that grudging necessity feeling. But God loves a cheerful giver. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast, and God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure and include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.